Hello, hello. It is the Love Uplifted Lady. It is about 4 a.m. where I am on Friday morning, and I want y'all to pray with me. So no introduction needed here. We're going to go straight into prayer, and I hope that this brings some type of peace and enlightenment into your life. So if you don't mind bowing your head, closing your eyes, if you're driving, don't do so. If you're listening in, just get some peace into your heart. Take a deep breath in your nose and out your mouth. And let's get ready to receive this prayer. So, Father God, right now, we ask that you come into our hearts, our minds, our body, and our soul, Lord, and you give us peace without understanding. You have told us that there are so many things that we as a human will not be able to understand, but in your timing, you will create goodness in all things. Even in what we're feeling right now, Lord, this shakiness, this unnerving, the anxiety, and this feeling of uncontrol is wanting to take our mind over, God. And we ask that you come into us and you give us that love, that warmth that we know is inside of you, no matter what the turmoil we may face, even as a country, even as a world, we are capable of coming together underneath your grace and your love, God. And I ask that you continue to just fill us up day in and day out, second in and second out, with every bit of love and peace that you know we need as an entire movement of people. We ask that for anyone that hears this prayer, that you will wipe away any things that they feel, any transgressions, and that you, Lord, are able to watch over these of us that are sick, those that have lost loved ones, whether it be with this direct issue or with their own issues, God, that you open them up in a way that is unknown to their normal lifestyle, God, and that you teach them to be able to put their mind over the matter that is all around them, because what we are faced with right now is particles and matter and movement, and we want to be able to make it something that is solid in you, Lord, something that comes together with full faith, and we are able to take on whatever obstacles you give us. Even right now in this virus that we're all facing is an obstacle of God, and even in the future, you can already see what is to be held, but you tell us to live in the present because tomorrow has its own worries. So today we ask that you take all worry out of our lives, Lord, and that you put in us a peace without understanding. Again, Lord, I say that so often because it is needed, and we ask that anyone that is underneath this sound of this voice hear the love that you have for them. And we just ask that right now you cover our entire world, each and every person breathing, each and every person that has lost their life, and as they continue to move on, just love, understanding, and peace without understanding. Thank you so much for everything that you already are, God, and thank you for everything that you're going to allow us to become. Let us stay strong. Let us stand strong together. Let us lock arms one in one and know that you are in control of all things. Thank you, Lord. Amen.